Beach, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Helene makes landfall. I'm Brian Clark. Helene is the strongest hurricane to make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region since at least 1859. The Category 4 hurricane came ashore with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says that's the immediate risk.
If you're hearing trees snapping in your area, take immediate shelter. Go to an interior room away from windows and doors, most likely an interior bathroom. Close the doors and get as low as you possibly can.
Storm surge and flooding also major concerns. Helene already blamed for one death in Florida. A sign fell on a car on I-4. Governor Ron DeSantis says a storm this big brings a range of dangers.
There's so many different things that can happen. This one was some car driving on the roadway and something falls on you.
There are more than a million power outages in Florida. This is ABC News. It was a sad day in Oakland, California, as the Athletics played their final Major League Baseball game in the city they called home for 57 years.
If you didn't grow up going to Oakland A's games, it's hard to understand the feeling of loss and emotions that A's fans are feeling, especially after losing the Raiders and Warriors. The A's are the last team to leave.
I cried in the car on the way over here. Yeah. It's devastating, man.
That's it, you know, and maybe I shouldn't talk anymore because I'll be in tears.
For the final game, extra police are on hand to make sure people don't leave with souvenirs like stadium seats. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A's plan to spend the next few seasons in Sacramento before moving to their new permanent home in Las Vegas. Southwest Airlines introduced its plan for what it called Southwest 2.0. For the first time, it will assign seats. Passengers will also be charged more for extra legroom as the airline seeks to turn around sagging profits. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Malik Willis, who started the last two games, says he'll be ready if needed.
The same as, you know, last week, the same as the week before that, the same as the first week in Brazil. I mean, you just try to prepare as best you can and be ready to go if called upon.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds here in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 50s. For Friday, though, no complaints about the end of your work week. We'll see sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. Sunshine upper 70s for Saturday. It's 53 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dorothy Harms from the Farmers Angel Network joins us, as well as Dan Schaefer at 11 o'clock, and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. And now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And on the air, coming in live, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
Well, I'm surviving.
This is actually news. Okay, so I did mention a little bit earlier.
The people I know, I listened to it.
And it's been quite a year. You can correct any facts I got wrong. Did I get anything wrong?
Well, let me tell you that quite coincidentally, a really, really nice thing happened to me this morning.
All right. No heart attack. That's the first thing.
I got up at 7 o'clock, and then I thought, well, I'll just lie down and catch a few more weeks of sleep because I didn't get to bed till after midnight last night, and I was awakened by a telephone call from Dr. Amanda Heyman, who was the surgeon who did the job on my intestine 16 months ago.
Yeah.
And she was just calling to see how I was doing, and she said that she had met you when she was one of the crowd attending the house inspection when you were part of the Irvington thing, and she wasn't able to say anything to you about her knowing me because of medical ethics. But anyway, she liked you a lot, and I just thought that was a really nice coincidence.
Oh, that's hilarious. So just a couple facts. We'll get to the news, which is more important. I will say some of the news is not more important than a couple of things I'm about to say to me personally, but I understand I have a job to do today. I'm honored to do that job. But one background fact is Pop had a heart attack not long ago. And when I was on the air last time, I said a little bit of an episode, I thought it was a heart attack. Dad was sure it was not. He said, it could have been a heart attack. But even though I had the pain in my chest was too high in my chest, that's what Dad said. And he said, and the tingles in my arms, those are probably just random. But thankfully, not just me, but then my stepsister encouraged me, yes, actually, you should go into the doctor, even though this episode passed. You didn't fall down on the ground, thankfully. It was, I think it's fair to say, a more minor heart attack. But we had this heart attack, and Dad had a colonectomy earlier this year. And there was a home tour of historic homes. We had a historic house, and people came through, and now you guys know the story. But, Dad, let's go to the news. Do you have a and the good news is, so when Dad says, I'm still alive, that matters, okay? That matters. And for each of you out there, it matters for you, too. We care more about your personal well-being than most of what we talk about here. All right, Pop, you have a shout-out.
I have a shout-out. I'm shouting out for the Haitian Bridge Alliance of Springfield, Ohio, that has availed itself of the availability of a unique Ohio statute that allows private citizens to charge other citizens with a crime, that has filed a criminal charge against, guess who, Donald Trump? Maybe I should pronounce it Donald Trump and J.D. Vance for the calumnies that they have heaped upon the Haitian community in Springfield, and we will watch with great interest to see if the tribunal that has to hear the charge to see whether or not they will certify it to actually proceed will say, yes, it will proceed. But I just think that's a great thing that they have done.
Well, I will say, every time somebody now brings up Springfield, I have, of course, now what many people will think of is the false claim, the lie, the absurdity, the low-key or not very low-key, not just anti-immigrant, but racist trope that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have helped spread, made most famous by Donald Trump's absurd and wackadoo comment, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets. Now, but there is some method to the madness, and I am now highly attuned to that method and to that madness, that when Donald Trump says something absolutely absurd and it is dismissed as a lack of discipline, it is not merely this. It's because if he says something absolutely absurd, attention will be paid to it. It will be responded to. The late night talk show hosts will say something about it. His political opponents will say something about it. Say, look at this dumb thing he said. And it will put our focus on, no, no, they're not eating the pets. They're not eating the dogs. They're not eating the cats. And now all of a sudden we're talking about whether or not people are eating the dogs, eating the cats, and eating the pets. Instead of talking about Project 2025, instead of talking about the actual platform that is being promulgated and pursued by the right wing, with Donald Trump as their, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the plan is. I have only a concept of a plan. I don't want to talk about that. Because he would rather talk about eating the dogs. As absurd as that sounds, he would rather talk about eating the dogs than he would like to talk about what actually his team will do if given the reins of the White House again. What we know is that Project 2025, the actual Heritage Foundation platform, the actual platform, we now have a picture of the head of that and Donald Trump sitting together on a darn plane. I don't even know the guy. One of his litany of absurd lies is we now know that's like a net 50% negative poll rating. That means the vast majority of Americans think Project 2025 is a bad idea. By the way, Project 2025 doing a pretty bad job of marketing, not aided by the fact that Donald Trump needs to back away from because it is so unpopular. And so what he does is instead of saying, no, no, not just I'm not in Project 2025, and definitely instead of saying, oh, here's what I like about Project 2025, is he changes the subject. And he doesn't change the subject by saying, I'd rather talk about something else. He changes the subject by saying, they're eating the dogs. And so now, and forgive Dad, I know we want to get to the next story, and you can comment on this as well. But let me finish my point. Hold on, let me finish my point. That every time we hear Springfield, and every time we hear in our own brains they're eating the dogs, I want people to think immediately Project 2025. In fact, immediately say it. So every time somebody here says something about what is or isn't happening in Springfield, we can talk about that for a moment, and then I'm immediately going to say, all right, what is actually the platform of the Republican Party and what is happening with Project 2025, because that's what he doesn't want to talk about, because that's what we should be talking about. Dad, your response, or what's next?
Boy, did I ever put a quarter into your machine this morning?
Yeah, I got something to say, man. Well, I'm on the radio.
What this underlines, of course, is that what the campaign of Trump and Vance are all about is promoting hate and division and fear. Underlined by Representative Clay Higgins, who went on the floor of the House to say just horrible things yesterday. Just horrible things. And so horrible that when the Speaker was asked to comment on it, he couldn't defend them. He had to say, well, yes, he's probably sorry he said those things, and he went off and prayed about it and came back. But Representative Higgins has not backed off from those horrible things, and it just underlines what the campaign is. But there's some good news and some dodgy news about the political campaign. Good news is that when former Governor Larry Hogan decided to run as a Republican for the Senate in Maryland, he started out very popular. He'd been a very popular governor in a basically blue state. But the news today is that the latest poll shows him down 10 points to his opponent. So that's good news. Angela Alsobrooks, it looks like she's going to take that seat. On the other hand, the news from Montana is very dodgy, whether Senator Tester is going to survive. I've even been thinking of maybe I'll go to Montana and canvass for him.
We'll be right back with you, Pop.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Stay tuned. The news of my dad, and then your calls. We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. This is your show.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency, and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds, and then lira, and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie
Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We are back. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in and on with the star of News of My Dad, played by the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, or playing the role of my dad is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, have you by any chance, did you catch, and I know you're not a podcast guy, but did you by any chance catch the New York Times story about the for-profit mental health institutions that are making dough by holding patients against their will? Did you catch this?
I missed that.
So it's, and I'm not saying I'm planning to do this with you. Let's be clear. That is not, it's off topic. But the... But there's now that there have been so many more mental health claims and there's been defunding of relative to the need for federal service or for government services. Used to be mental health services were offered, particularly residential, were provided by nonprofits and by the government. Now you have folks like Acadia, these organizations, these big companies now, I think a $7 billion valuation, that are private, for-profit mental health institutions that are holding patients against their will. And it's a little bit like a private prison. It's not a prison, right? They're supposed to be giving mental health care. But anyway, it demonstrates one of the limitations of just letting greed be the only value that runs the country. It just shouldn't be the only, I'm not saying there isn't any greed or shouldn't be any greed, can't be any greed, but it just shouldn't be the only thing that runs the country. That seems like a bad idea. What's your next story?
Well, healthcare, that reminds me to tell folks that it was announced today that the government will once again be providing 4 free COVID tests. If you go to covidtests.gov, you can order your COVID tests, and I encourage everybody to do that. Did you notice that two pieces of news from Coca-Cola? 6 months ago, Coca-Cola launched a new flavored Coke, Spice Coke that they hoped would catch fire with younger generation.
A spicy Coke, so like what has pepper in it?
Yeah, they tubed it, but also now they have announced that they have dropped their supporter, they've dropped Taylor Swift as one of their flacks because she endorsed Harris.
Really?
And that is so stupid because they're after the young vote, and so they are going to diss one of the favorites of the young vote. Coca-Cola ought to be smarter than that.
Yeah, by the way, this, if you want to talk about political courage, I know it doesn't seem like it, because Taylor Swift has all kinds of privilege, right? Born into affluence, telegenic, terrifically talented, right? Any number of reasons, somebody, but what she did, like, there's courage for a lot of people just to wake up in the morning and go to work, right? There's courage of people who are trying to figure out how to feed their families, right? There's different kinds of courage. There's people executing courage, demonstrating courage in Ukraine right now, right? There are different kinds of courage. But there is a kind of courage when someone with tremendous power and dough, who has something to lose, when she decided, I'm not going to play both sides, when she decided, I am going to endorse in a presidential race, I'm going to have my voice heard, that was a kind of courage. That was a kind of thing that she could have economic advisors. By the way, she's already got her dough. Most people still like to earn more. But she's got advisors who will earn probably a percentage, who earn based on how much she makes. I don't know how her structure works, but very often, typically, when people have agents and representatives, those people are paid either directly or at least indirectly by how much the big kid makes. And when and they would be telling her, hey, be careful, be careful. When she said, no, I'm going to endorse, she had to know that that was a risk for endorsements. And that's the reason that I'm not going to buy spicy Coke. And I'm a Swiftie. I am a Swiftie. I have many Swiftie songs in my phone right now. If I were allowed to play them, I would play one. But I am a Swiftie, and there should be some thankfulness, some appreciation to Taylor Swift for being willing to do what we wish people with money and power would be willing to do, which is put some of their money and power at risk to stand up for democracy, to stand up for women's rights, to stand up for the middle class, to stand up for the climate, to stand up for what this country ought to, and on its best days does stand for. Dad, have you, did you pick up, I don't know if you already got your Trump Bible. I don't know if you got your Trump.
I confess that I decided to pass.
Okay. I don't know if you got your Trump digital Pokemon card.
I decided to pass that too. And I've also, after careful consideration, decided not to poke pony up $100 for his new coin.
For his silver coin. Okay. I think you missed out on the Trump sneakers. Okay. I don't think they sold out. I think there are Trump sneakers if you want them. But now you can also get, now there's the Trump official watch collection, okay, and you can get that from the prices range from $499 to $100,000, and so I suspect if I'm spotting a trend, were you saving up for the watch? Is that why you didn't get the sneakers and the coin and the Pokemon card and the Bible so that you could get the watch? Are you going to continue the trend and also pass on the watch?
I'll probably pass too.
So the reason I say the question I would ask
is just astonishing. Can you imagine what Fox News would have done had Joe Biden or Barack Obama come out with anything for people to buy where the money would go into their pocket?
Not only that, imagine, you didn't say Kamala Harris. Imagine what Newsmax would be doing at this moment if Kamala Harris came out with a souvenir coin. Imagine what the faux Christian coalition, the people who are fake Christians, who are using Christianity to build power for white supremacy, imagine what they would be saying about idolatry if she sold a Bible and digital tokens and watches with her graven image.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
All right, Pop. Well, it is wonderful talking to you. Stick around. Let's take a couple calls after this. If you want to stick around, you can join us for the calls.
And if I have a chance, I'll finish with a straw.
We'll do it.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll wrap with this with my dad and your phone calls right after this. Call in number 202-808-9925.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
This is a special report from ABC News. Helene makes landfall. I'm Brian Clark. Helene is the strongest hurricane to make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region since at least 1859. The Category 4 hurricane came ashore with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says that's the immediate risk.
If you're hearing trees snapping in your area, take immediate shelter. Go to an interior room away from windows and doors, most likely an interior bathroom. Close the doors and get as low as you possibly can.
Storm surge and flooding also major concerns. Helene already blamed for one death in Florida. A sign fell on a car on I-4. Governor Ron DeSantis says a storm this big brings a range of dangers.
There's so many different things that can happen. This one was some car driving on the roadway and something falls on you.
There are more than a million power outages in Florida. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man faces felony charges of animal mistreatment after authorities found more than 50 dead dogs at his former home in August. Michael Ellis is free on a signature bond. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underlies says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local districts are holding funding referendums this year.
I feel for our communities. They're being forced to, you know, have neighbor versus neighbor and deciding whether they're going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite, you know, to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Underly gave her annual State of Education speech Thursday. Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sibling rivalry is alive and well in Hollywood. For Eric Roberts, it must be difficult when your sister is America's sweetheart and you are America's offbeat, quirky, and at times eerie character actor. In his memoir, Runaway Train, or The Story of My Life So Far, Roberts said his more famous sister Julia was good in Mystic Pizza and great in Pretty Woman, but that her performance in Steel Magnolias did not hold up. He also slammed the performances of the rest of the all-star cast, continuing that there were a bunch of over-the-top performances and crying in the movie. And as the saying goes, when award season rolls around, crying and dying bring home the bacon. Must be nice to have a sibling that can retroactively critique your performances. The studios are digging deep for reboot material. Remember the 1980s film The Burbs that starred Tom Hanks and Corey Feldman? It's getting a reboot and a makeover and will star Keke Palmer. The show will air on Peacock and it will be produced by Seth MacFarlane's company. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds here in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 50s. For Friday, though, no complaints about the end of your work week. We'll see sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. Sunshine upper 70s for Saturday. It's 53 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Health. We choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for the whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today. Get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrive.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. All right, Dad, we are back. I want to jump on to a call. Let's go to Carol from Pennsylvania. Carol, you're on the air. I think you want to say something about the vice presidential debate, and I would love to get my dad's feedback on that as well. So, Carol, you're on.
Hi, Jefferson. I called to talk to your dad, actually.
Well, you succeeded. I can just get out of the way.
I love it when you have your dad on. He's so smart and so nice.
Agreed.
You're very fortunate.
True.
The reason I want to discuss the debate, J.D. Vance, I mean, it's not enough that we have an insane, malignant narcissist running for president, but he picked one of the strangest, weirdest men in the country for his VP. And, I mean, J.D. Vance, he even admitted that he made that story about the Haitians up out of whole cloth, you know? He just made it up and decided it would be a good idea to say that. But I wonder how your dad thinks that the debate will go with Walsh, who is a wonderful man, and this creep, this creep, J.D. Vance. And I'll take your answer off the air and say goodbye to your dad for me.
Thank you so much, Carol. Appreciate it. Pop, what say you?
Well, I predict that it will not be anything like the slam dunk we had between the presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Because Vance is a very articulate and clever man. And but the one thing he does share with his boss, he apparently has no respect for the truth. Although I think he may be smart enough to know when he's lying. I'm never sure if Trump believes the stuff he says or not, but Vance has to know he's lying. But I would suspect it most likely will be rated by the pundits as a draw.
I would keep expectations manageable. Vance will do homework, right? The guy had to graduate from law school. He will stay disciplined. He's trying to impress Donald Trump, and he's trying to impress future voters for after he wins or loses to do his next thing. Vice president is not his dream. Something else is his dream. Doing what Peter Thiel asks is part of his dream. And so I'd keep expectations pretty modest. Is there anything you hope they talk about, Pop? Anything you either you hope or maybe that you anticipate being an important thing to discuss?
Well, I would really like to see them talk about the elephant in the room, in my judgment, which is the growing debt that the United States of America is going into. The Congress kicked the can down the road one more time on the debt ceiling, 3-month extension, so there'll be another confrontation in December, which of course will be influenced hugely
by the election.
Who is and is not a lame duck, but that they address that That has to be addressed generally, and also the fact that unless we do something about Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, not probably in my lifetime, but definitely in yours, there isn't going to be any money for it anymore. And somehow that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Let's actually, perfect segue. Let's take one more call, Dan. Let's do a straw in the wind. Let's go to Chris from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Let's take my call. And it's a pleasure speaking to you, Jefferson. Hey, the original call was called Fiscal Responsibility. I think Kamala should be preaching that, you know, day in and day out on the campaign trail. And I'm surprised no one even mentioned how Trump was given a great economy and he collapsed it in his 4 years in office. I'm just baffled by that. Added $8 trillion to the debt. I'm just surprised no one ever mentioned that. And it's kind of like going uphill when you're passed the baton with a collapsed economy. I'm talking about Biden administration. When he was passed the baton with the Trump administration. And I'm just surprised no one ever mentioned that. And he added, like I said, $8 trillion to the debt that actually added, you know, to the national debt and also, you know, inflated the inflation rate. Anyway, when I was waiting, let me talk about the governor of North Carolina. I'm from Alabama, even though I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I remember my great-grandmother when I was 8 years old. That's my mom's grandmother. She made a statement when my mom was going to take her to the doctor. She said she would never go to a black doctor. And I was perplexed by that. I was kind of like, why would she say that? Even though I was only 8 or 9 myself, I just never understood why she said that. And we always had black people, just like the governor in North Carolina, that just in a way are, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to express it, but kind of like hate themselves in a way, you know. And you can elaborate. I know I had 2 different topics, but. And I apologize for that.
Yeah, so I think, and to be clear, you said it was your grandmother that said that?
My great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother.
My mom's grandmother.
And either to ask I don't know if it's a dumb or obvious question, your great-grandmother was black?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're saying there's been sort of a strain. So I'm not going to speak from lived experience on that. But I do, Pop will have, I'm sure, and so will I, have thoughts on the North Carolina gubernatorial candidate. I do not believe the guy who claimed he was a black Nazi. I do not believe that he will be elected governor of North Carolina, or at least I hope he will not.
I'm just talking about the diaspora. I'm talking about the complexities of black people that are, I guess you could say, the European colonialism affects us also. Not just any other race, but us also. I know Asian diasporas are affected by that. The Spanish diasporas are affected by that. Yeah. But at the same time, we are affected by that also. And and one more statement before I get off. When we talk about Emmett Till, the young man that was lynched in Mississippi, it wasn't just white people that did that. It was 2 black men that took I think it was a husband that was the wife said the 2 young men accosted her. But it was 2 black men that actually showed them where the house was that was Emmett Till. I think he was living with his, at the time he came down and, you know, he was visiting his uncle or grandfather or something. Yeah. But it was 2 black men because back then blacks and whites didn't associate with each other. So there's no way he would have knew that Emmett Till was even there, or even Emmett Till was down in visiting. So it was actually the 2 black men that were, and you know, that was a part of the assault.
They were part of the problem. Yeah.
So we deal with it.
Chris, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, and I'll make one comment, and then ask Dad also not only about that, but about the, your fiscal responsibility call. Topic. So you said it already. You said that colonialism impacts everybody, not just the colonized, that misogyny impacts the culture, not just who we would think of as the victim of misogyny. Racism impacts everybody's brain and a culture, not only the people who would be the most direct And expected victims of racism. And that's why it makes sense, although it can seem like a parsing something somewhat related, clearly related, but prejudice and racism are different things. What we're talking about racism is something structural, something institutional, something that's bigger than any one of us. Prejudice can live in the hearts of any of us. But when we have a structural defect, a structural strain of oppression that is keeping people down in their own minds as well, that doesn't only exist in the mind of one person towards another person. That is something that is societal. That is something that is cultural, and it makes it more pernicious. And Chris, I appreciate your call. Dad, anything you want to say on either that, but maybe something on the fiscal responsibility stuff, on how we should be making the case on the economy?
Well, when the thing I would like to share is that I was growing up as a little boy, I had no relationship with any black people because there were none in my country town. But the stories have always made me so angry.
I don't know if you could hear the music or hear me, but we're going to break. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll come back with Big Big Finish, News My Dad, and your phone calls.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat.
check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It's awesome to talk to Pop. Appreciate people being so kind when he calls in. It is a treat to be able to do it. I think he adds value. And I appreciate it a lot to be able to do News with My Dad, as I appreciate being able to sit in this chair. Let us go to a couple calls before the break. Wanted to make sure we had room for that. Let's go to Joy. Joy, I already know what you want to talk about.
I know you do. I know okay. You do. Did you watch with your dad? Did you watch it?
No, but I did do some homework. So the background is that every time Joy calls and asks me if I have yet to see the film They Live, and it stars Roddy Piper, who lived in my town, and what I was told in my preparation to say to you is that in terms of how I've been spending my time, is I'm here to save democracy and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the thing, Jefferson, and Joe, and Pop. Nice to say hi to both of you. But it's about the media, really, and just how infiltrated we are, and how there's really, it's not just one media, and we really need to think about who's really controlling our media and all of our many different medias. That's really what a lot of it is about.
I hear you. And my challenge, but here's the other piece of homework, is I don't know if you're watching or listening, but if you're watching, I am told that in the film, I'm going to spoil it for people. Is it okay if I spoil it? Close your ears if you don't want to be spoiled. I'm going to spoil a bit of the movie.
Hold on. I'm having a very hard time. I say it again. It sounded muffled.
Just said that I'm about to spoil some of the movie. Okay, so if anybody who doesn't want to be spoiled, plug your ears for a moment. Don't change them. Plug your ears for a moment. So I am told that this movie, and you've told me this, and I've looked it up on Wikipedia, and I am told that apparently half of our crew has seen this movie. I do not believe half of America has seen this movie, but half of our crew, half of our team here has. And they handed me a pair of sunglasses. And they're broken, to be clear. Not the glass part, but just the arms part. And they said I should put them on, because if I put on the sunglasses, then I can see who the aliens are. And
there
so there you go. My challenge of watching movies is I've got to watch them with somebody because I have such limited time.
So the thing, so maybe we could get, I'm spacing on his name now, but the guy who does the bumper stickers and such, and say something like, what do your sunglasses see, or something. But I'm just saying, boy, Jefferson, it's about planet, and when we have to start recognizing that we are not alone on this planet. I mean, it's written, it's etched in stone for thousands of years. You know, there are other energies who are infiltrating us, and we need to start talking about it and recognizing, because we really, just the idea that we have such things as look at the Supreme Court, look at how that all occurred, those six people, how that occurred. And that's insane. It's not. It can't happen in a real, honest society.
It would be if we could come up with a singular explanation for things that shouldn't happen. There certainly would be some comfort in that. Larry, thank you so much, Joy. It's wonderful to talk to you. And I am all out of bubble gum. Larry from Los Angeles, you are on the air from Los Angeles.
Oh, thank you, sir. Let's not forget about the suggestion that this nice woman from Pasadena made about playing that recording of Vance dissing Donald Trump. So if there's somebody in the audience that can make that happen, let's get that done, sober progressives. And on to my point, you know, folks, we face an existential threat in November, and we are acting like we're going to a picnic. We're acting like this is a normal presidential election. So let's get smart. Yeah. Let's get creative. Let's do something big. My suggestion is let's move Taylor Swift's numbers, 283 million Instagram followers, into Kamala Harris's column. And we can do that by getting her to do three primetime spots, three teach-ins, in which she gets up there and starts off her teach-in by explaining to Americans that Mr. Trump is a rapist, just to begin with. So your thoughts, please.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you bringing up the signs. By the way, we got a couple lines open. The call in line is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. I do think that I appreciate it. You know, when we media can be a diversion. Media can be entertainment. For us, though, it has to be more than that. This can't only be a diversion. This can't only be entertainment. It also has to be a call to caring, a call to commitment, a call to country. It has to be a clarion call to do a little bit more, to be a little bit more engaged, because we got 39 days. We got 39 days. I will say something else you said. Yeah, let's get the, let's find that J.D. Vance clip, a lightning fast search by me. Didn't find that one because so much of their search engine optimization is pushing up stuff other than that in the feed. But it's not too hard to find, I'm sure. And we should play that. Maybe we can start the next hour with what J.D. Vance had to say about Donald Trump. That's why I say even let's look at that local stuff. Let's look at that stuff that's not only saying, well, I sent my blank dollars to Kamala. Heck yes, let's urge people to boost Kamala's followers on social media, of course. Let's get her, make sure we're on the email lists that are the good email lists. But yeah, let's also support this stuff, right? And that doesn't, and I can say this because it doesn't really impact me in any selfish way to say this. Support this show. Support the stations that carry this show. Let's have the Trump legacy be the rebuilding of a pro-democracy movement in this country. Let's have it be the building and rebuilding of pro-democracy media in this country. Let's have this be something that has lasting benefit, not just lasting trauma.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.